Well, we had a competition, we had a charity competition in CrossFit and Fit Hub in Letterkenny there, just your neighbours in Mountaintop, and we're running a 5,000 metre run relay challenge basically on that day. But a few weeks ago I decided that on the Sunday that I would have a go at the indoor, one of the indoor world records in my age group and my weight category. And I selected 4 minute rowing challenge to be the challenge. And it's rowing as 4 minutes on the indoor rower, the concept to basically as hard as you can, Greg.
Mm. Pull like a dog, really effectively.
Pull like a dog is right. you know.
And is this a recognised, like, have you smashed it and we know it, but maybe the world record book doesn't know it? Or is it officially recognised, Danny, or is it just like we know you can do it now?
Well, that's right. Good question, Craig. It's a process, really. And I met up with Neil Barrett a few times prior to the competition. He offered his facilities, and he's a very good quality weighing scales there also. So basically, I went up the Sunday and we had a sort of planned weigh-in at 10 o'clock. And I had to make 75 kg or lighter. So that was done and that was successful. And then 2 hours within that time, I have to roll the distance then. And it was 4 minutes. And from my research and from the concept to the organization that runs the whole concept to challenges and world records, and the world records at my age group was held by Peterson, and he broke the record in 2:09. He had rode 1,263 meters for the 4 minutes. So I had looked at that, and I trained the last, I suppose, 6 weeks, focusing a lot around sort of that type of training to be able to withhold the pace for the 4 minutes. But also I had looked at the overall world record on the concept too, which was only about 10 meters more, which was held by a 24-year-old from America, a Mark Griesharber, and he had rode 1,272 meters. So basically, to answer the question you asked, We had to check the weight at 10 o'clock. I had to row at 12 o'clock within the 2 hours. And it had to be filmed continuously, the row. And a photograph had to be taken of the screenshot before I done the row. And then as soon as I finished and put down the handle, the screenshot has to be taken again of the distance covered for the 4 minutes. So that was all done. The videos was there, and we had the weigh-in was videoed, and to clarify that I made the weigh-in.
Yeah, because theoretically you can speed videos up and that type of thing. So that's why they need so many checks and balances.
Yeah,
so
that's right, Craig. It has to be a continuous video. Yeah.
So it wasn't just the record then in your age category, inverted commas. It's the overall as well.
I was lucky enough to hold sort of. People who row, that use indoor row machine would be well aware of splits and following pace and that, but I held 134.1 per 500 metre pace, and that got me an overall distance of 1,275 metres, which was 3 metres more than the overall record at all age groups. But 4 minutes, Greg, you know, it's just one of the records I looked at and thought, yeah, I could do that, you know. But
brilliant.
It might be the most prestigious world record of them, you know. There's the 2,000 metres and there's 5,000. There's a lot of records there.
Danny, in fairness, I think if you're a world record holder, we'll not quibble about what world records they are. I think it's pretty darn amazing. I didn't see the video yet, Danny. Are you the type that want people cheering you on, or do you want Kunis, or what way did you want that side of things?
No, it was very well done. You know, the facilities of Neil Barrett's facilities there up beside you was second to none, and the area was very good, and he had 6 to 8 Concept 2s we had up there on the day, and 6 of them was owned by himself. We found a wee area, and I guess I was basically into the wall, but we had about 60 to 70 people that turned up on the day to take part in the challenge. And they were all there, and my family and my mother and my kids and my in-laws even came up. So there was a lot of support. We're all sort of behind me. So that was probably a great sort of drive on when things was getting tough, especially after 2 minutes. You were trying to think, geez, I'll never keep this pace going. But I suppose people cheering you on and encouraging you was very, very beneficial to a sort of a race like that. You know, you're just racing. It's just you and the clock, and it's very sore in the body. You know, you go into the lactic burn, and your threshold is just at a max. You know.
Yeah, I presume you're going beyond really what the human body is designed for that short period of time.
Well, they talk about your VO2 max and your lactic threshold and all these things. You know, but basically, it's when the body sort of can't work anymore without oxygen, and you know, you're hitting that in maybe the last half a minute. And you know, I describe it as like it's funny, it hits everybody different. People's legs will lock, and people's arms will lock, and you know, the muscles just cramp. But my sort of I'm stimulated by lactic. I can just feel the rush of blood going down the back of my head. Excellent. And my shoulders and my neck, and you know, I feel the start of it like that, you know. So
was there any similarity in the boxing in that you caught a bit of weight for the weigh-in and then massively rehydrate before the actual rowing? Like, is there any sort of similarities in that regard, how you prepare for the actual event after you've sort of got to the weight?
Oh, that's right. That's as big a factor as anything else when you're cutting weight. We call it cutting weight, and just you're basically going down to the as low as you can. And that takes weeks and weeks preparation, really, and it's just a matter of cutting down gradually. But yes, on the actual weigh-in of the day, there's a sort of a drying out process, and you've got to be managing your weight really nearly every hour on the scales, and looking at the evening meal the day before in the weeks leading up. How does it affect you, and how does carbohydrates affect you, and how does protein, and you're just always analysing, and even eating red meats could hold a bit more weight than obviously eating lean white meat like chicken. So you're analysing this all the time, and yes, it's very important once I weighed in to get rehydrated and had drinks there and got something to eat and some.
Can I ask what the weight difference would have been between the weigh-in and when? What would you say?
Very good question, but I would say there'd be probably that next morning I would definitely be a couple of kilos.
Wow.
You could be over the weight, you know.
Yeah.
But that is a boxer's life, you know.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, that's why I made the analogy.
Yeah, that's right, and it's a jockey's life too, and you know, it's anybody that you see the Paul Donovans. Me and my son Kane went to the Irish Championships, and we were weighing in the same time as the Donovans, and very nice guys and very modest fellas, and we had good crack with them, and you know, they were giving us plenty of advice and stuff about rowing and that, but they were all in the same boat as us, making weight, and they were on their own machine with the gear and the clothes and sweating it off to make the 75 kg, and I always remember what way they had to get their body replenished again after the weigh-in was they had bread and chocolate spread and different things like that. They all had loaves of bread with them just to get the energy levels back up again.
Amazing.
A short time after, you would probably be a slight bit overweight again, you know, but that's all weigh-ins is the same for all sports.
Actually, while you are on and with your boxing background, great, obviously, that Katie Taylor is a world champion, but Anahi Sanchez failed to make the weight again, a couple of pounds over. Would that be down to maybe she's boxing, she can't really make that weight any longer, or would it be down to bad preparation coming into the fight? Because she didn't look... I don't want to sound like I'm judging people on the looks. I'm not, but I'm talking purely in sport. She didn't look great at the weigh-in, if that makes sense. So
it's hard to know. It's hard to know. You can never make sort of analysis or assumptions on what you see. But
yeah.
Listen, to me, it would be bad management of your coach, your nutritionist, your backup team. Really, you should be making the weight on that day. Paddy Barnes had a similar thing in the Olympics too, where the weight was a big problem for months leading up to it, and he felt drained on the actual Olympic fight. But you've got to look at management and your nutrition, and at world level, you should get the weight right.
We saw Carl Frampton's miss a weight as well, so it does happen. I mean, it does happen.
It does happen, yeah, exactly, and it just shows you how precise you have to be, and how it does take a lot out of the body. You know, and if you don't get it right, you know, I remember research done a way back that, you know, they looked into boxers and brain injuries and stuff like that. And losing weight and cutting weight was apparently a factor, because your cerebrospinal fluid can even be reduced within your brain, and which obviously, when you take a punch, it mightn't be the same protection as you had when you're fully weight, you know. So,
well, they did make changes in that regard, didn't they? How much weight you can drop. That's why they changed the weigh-in before a fight to 24 hours, I think.
That's right. That's a good point, Craig. Mm. Yeah, but still, you just wonder how much the body will rehydrate itself, and how fatigue can last, you know.
Yeah. Well, Danny, listen, we're all very proud of you. When will we know when you get official recognition of what you've achieved? It's amazing, really, for a county of our size. We're a big county geographically, but you have the likes of yourself and Jason Black and loads of other people really pushing the boundaries in terms of challenging at world level. Nicky Bradley as well. You know, so when will we know officially? We, as far as we're concerned, you're a world record holder, but you know yourself.
Well, I have all the things that has been done. The emails now have been sent. We had to send, obviously, the video had to be sent, the weigh-in video had to be sent, and all the other stuff then. So that's all been emailed to Concept 2. So within the next few days, we should be able to see it up on sort of the Concept 2 world rankings then. Brilliant. and the world records. But just before I finish, I'd just like to say a big thanks to everybody who turned up for the Rowan Challenge. Greg, it's great, because, you know, the last couple of years we've given the money to, we've done it for Jigsaw, and last year we done it for Paul Holian's fund. Mm-hmm. And this year, where the money raised is going to go towards a local rowing club, hopefully